I'm Srizana Thapamagar from Kentucky State University, and yes, I work with paupers. So, is pauper self-compatible? You all must be wondering what the heck is pauper, and then why do we even care to work with paupers? But, well, these are the tree fruit native to North America, and it's indigenous to 26 different states in the United States, and it carries a lot of potential, either it be in terms of nutritional value or value-added products, and most importantly, as an alternative crop for the tobacco growers in Kentucky. Usually, so far, all the literatures in pauper, they indicate pauper to be a cross-pollinated crop, but there are a few evidences where some growers, they think pauper is self-compatible as well. For example, that particular tree, that's the pauper tree that's located in Frankfort Cemetery, that's close to Kentucky State University. And the interesting fact about this tree is there are no other pauper trees in the surrounding, but still it bears fruit each year. You can see the pictures there. And this is how this triggered us to develop a research to determine the self-compatibility in pauper and to determine its impact on fruit and seed sale in the pauper as well. So my research, we have two different pauper varieties, sunflower and susquehanna, and then we have four different treatments in it with both the self-pollination as well as the cross-pollination, and then we have been determining the fruit and seed site data. So far, the data that I have indicates that paupers are self-compatible, but we still need to confirm it through the DNA fingerprinting, and then we are still in the process to determine that. Hopefully, we'll be able to determine if pauper is self-compatible or not by the end of this year, that's December. And while we all are running after the commercial crops a lot, let's not forget our native crops. Let's protect our identity. Thank you.